Look, the employment landscape always changing. Jobs that were here yesterday are no longer here tomorrow, and who knows what's going to be around the corner. One way that you can actually take control of your future there is become your own boss. Tell yourself what to do instead of being told what to do. And there is a great program called From Unemployed to Self-Employed, and the facilitator of that, Cheryl Royal, joins us at the moment. Good morning, Cheryl. Plenty of benefits for going into work for yourself, apart from telling yourself off, I guess, aren't they?
Well, there certainly are, Mark. Look, obviously, you know, the as you said, the work landscape is changing, and people are finding that often they may have more than one job, and often that job might be what we call a bit of a side hustle. And the side hustle is where you might be starting your own business in a particular area, which gives you the opportunity to really choose the way that you want to work and how you want to work and you know, where you want to go with your life. So,
That's actually not a bad way to do it. You've sort of got something on the side, as you said, a bit of a side hustle, and if that turns out to be something that you can really make a go of, then that can become your job and can quite easily become your future. But I guess jumping into business for yourself, it can be quite scary for a lot of people, and I guess that's where the workshop's going to come in and sort of take people through and, I guess, hold their hand through the whole ordeal.
Yeah, look, it certainly does. Look, our workshop's really designed to give you a bit of an overview about what it takes to actually start your own business. They only go for around about an hour, and it just gives you, these are the key things that you need to consider when you start your own business. And then, more importantly, what support is actually out there to help you once you've made that decision. So we work very closely with a number of support agencies across the Hunter Valley, and, you know, that whole mentoring and training and business skills is a really important part of starting your own business. So we can certainly provide those sorts of services as well.
Cheryl, we know that a lot of small businesses that start up don't actually make it across the line. What are some of the key things to knowing if you're on something that is going to be a winner or not?
Look, the first point, I think what's really important, a lot of people go into business and they say to their friends and their family, hey, what do you think of this idea? And, of course, your friends and family will always say, oh, what a great idea, yeah, give it a go. But really, one of the key things that many people don't do is to validate their business idea. So you have to know, A, whether or not there's a market for whatever it is that you're going to put out there, whether it's a product or a service, and importantly, whether somebody's going to pay for that product or service. So often people go into business with an idea without that validation process, and we certainly help you through that. And I think that's a really important component that we do here, is take you through the validation so that you'll know whether or not you're going to be able to build something that's sustainable or not.
Cheryl, it all sounds like a pretty good place to start. Like you said, the workshops, they're not long in length, so you'll at least get an introduction into what starting your own small business is about. We have some links to From Unemployed to Self-Employed at our webpage, to NURFM.com, and our morning show page. And Cheryl, good luck getting some more entrepreneurs over the line, and who knows, in 10 or 12 years from now, a very successful, now larger business may be able to point the way back to your workshop as the catalyst for getting them going.
Well, we certainly hope so. So it's really about turning a business idea into reality, and we're here to help that help people through that process. So thank you very much, Mark.
From Unemployed to Self-Employed, that is Cheryl Royal. And if that's piqued your interest on a change in jobs, head to 2NURFM.com for more details.